Hi there. The word for you today is how Jesus taught us to pray. We've been talking about it for the last few days. Matthew 6:13, Jesus said, when you pray, say, deliver us from the evil one. Or, let me give it to you more fully, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Satan knows your areas of weakness, and you know what? He will do everything he can to exploit them. But there's good news. It's your weaknesses, not your strengths, that draw you closer to God and force you to lean on Him. Paul wrote, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may work through me. At first, this verse doesn't seem to make sense. You want to be freed from your weaknesses, not boast about them. But Paul gives you several reasons. Number one, your weakness prevents pride. Paul writes, and I quote, so that I wouldn't get the big head. I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. You know, you'll often find a weakness attached to a strength, acting as a governor to keep you from becoming either boastful or running ahead of God. Gideon chose 32,000 men to fight the Midianites. But God reduced his numbers down to just 300. Why? So that Israel would know that it was God's power and not their own that saved them. And number two, your weakness creates fellowship. Your struggles show how much you need the support of others. Vance Havner, a great old yesteryear preacher, put it this way, Christians, like snowflakes, are frail. But when they stick together, they can stop traffic. Isn't that great? And number three, your weakness enables you to help others. It's the broken who become masters at mending. Your most effective ministry can come out of your most painful experiences. The things you're most reluctant to share are often the very things God will use to help others.